This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Even more stunning, 17 Republican attorneys general and 126 Republican members of the Congress actually signed on to a lawsuit filed by the state of Texas.
Yes, Joe Biden is now officially the president-elect of the United States. And he spoke to the American people last night, and one might say he sounded like someone who had a little something to get off his chest.
That lawsuit asked the United States Supreme Court to reject the certified vote counts in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. This legal maneuver was an effort by elected officials and one group of states to try to get the Supreme Court to wipe out the votes of more than 20 million Americans in other states.
The Electoral College, however, yesterday gave Mr. Biden a solid electoral majority of 306 votes to affirm his victory in last month's election. The results will be sent to Washington and tallied in a January 6th joint session of Congress. Well, the U.S. president-elect will waste no time today. He's campaigning in the southern state of Georgia for two Democratic Senate candidates involved in a crucial runoff election last month that will determine whether Democrats or Republicans control the Senate during the first 2 years of the Biden presidency. Mr. Biden is due to appear with the candidates, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, in Atlanta, the state capital and Georgia's largest city. U.S. Attorney General William Barr stepping down from his post next week after meeting with President Trump at the White House on Monday. The outgoing president tweeted that Barr will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. Mr. Trump posted a resignation letter from Barr that included extensive praise of the president's administration. This is VOA News. The deputy governor of Afghanistan's capital of Kabul was killed in a target attack Tuesday morning when someone stuck a magnetic mine, also called a sticky bomb, to his car. Interior Ministry spokesman said the attack on Mahbubullah Muhibi also killed his secretary and wounded two of his guards. The second magnetic bomb attack on Tuesday in Ghor province killed the deputy head of the provincial council, Abdul Rahman, and wounded another council member. Violence has continued unabated in the country despite the start of peace negotiations between the Taliban and the government. The United States began administering the newly approved coronavirus vaccine on Monday, with healthcare workers among the first to get shots. Critical care nurse Sandra Lindsay was the first to receive an injection in New York State.
I feel great. It didn't feel any different from receiving my annual influenza vaccine. I am very proud to be a healthcare worker, and I'm also very proud to be in this position to promote public confidence in the safety of the vaccine.
The moment was heralded by President Trump, who had for months pushed for rapid development of a vaccine, even after downplaying the severity of the health crisis early on. The vaccine is having its positive impact on the future of the U.S. economy amidst abundant negative factors, as AP's Sherry Adler reports.
The Federal Reserve will weigh further options for aiding the economy this week. Federal Reserve policymakers will be looking at two things: a short-term economic outlook that's worsening, along with a longer-term picture that's brightening thanks to the vaccines. After its meeting Wednesday, the Fed could announce steps to try to offset the pandemic's increasing drag on growth, or it could choose to mostly watch and wait. This week's policy meeting coincides with a record-shattering resurgence of COVID-19. That's caused an increase in business restrictions and made Americans more reluctant to shop, travel, and dine out. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Somali government announced on Monday it would cut diplomatic ties with neighboring Kenya, citing violations of Somalia's sovereignty. Somali Information Minister told VOA's Somali service late Monday the decision had been taken in response to what he called recent political violations and constant blatant interference by Kenya against Somalia's sovereignty. And Australia is warning that it will report China to the World Trade Organization if it imposes an informal ban on its coal exports. China's state-run Global Times newspaper reported Monday the Chinese power plants have been granted approval by the government's National Development and Reform Commission to import coal from other nations. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.